The Fourth Bite of Christmas. For some reason, magnets and children seem to attract each other. This mystical force has fascinated kids for years, and it's a great way to evoke gasps of wonder from little people. For this reason, a whole raft of kids' toys use magnetism to entertain, educate, and bamboozle. And over Christmas, there will be an increased number of magnetic devices filling stockings, Christmas crackers, or adorning cards, decorations, or any number of toys. Unlike the coin ingestion, magnets can cause issues even if they make it below the diaphragm and into the stomach. If more than one magnet is ingested, or if one is ingested alongside a metal object, the adherence of these objects within the intestinal tract can entrap bowel wall, resulting in damage to the lumen and obstructions. You have to be careful with singular magnet ingestions also, as extremely strong neodymium rare earth magnets are often found in executive desktop games. The strength of these magnets mean they can cause issues even if ingested solo. Magnets, like coins, are radio opaque, so once you find one in the X-ray, best discuss with the surgeons on call. We'll discuss this in more depth in episode 5 later this week. Now we'll be back tomorrow with the fifth bite of Christmas. I look forward to seeing you then, but for now, thanks for listening.